Relevant to the change in temperature that we just seem to be having, we had a call in from Martin Fennell.
Coming to the cold season when we have to start scraping our cars of ice in the morning, and I've noticed that sometimes the ice is really easy to get off and sometimes it seems to be chemically bonded to the windscreen. I wondered, first of all, why that would be, but probably more importantly, can I predict it the night before so I can get an extra 5 minutes in bed?
What do you reckon, Stuart, Ben? Is this a chemistry or a physics thing?
It's a mixture of both,
yeah,
isn't it?
Mixture of both. So I've had a couple of initial thoughts about this. One thing might be how quickly the water freezes to ice. We know that things that freeze quickly tend to form crystals that are very, very small. Whereas things that I think about are snow, something like that, whereas something that freezes over a long time forms much larger pieces of ice. And I imagine that sort of the larger bits of ice would be more difficult to get rid of than smaller bits. So that's one of my first thoughts. And the other one might be whether the car was wet sort of before the night. So whether if there's sort of droplets that are kind of already on the car, then they might be sort of quite well adhered to the surface.
Oh, like if it's been misty or something like
yeah,
that.
Or just rained or something like that, sort of above freezing during the day. But then these droplets are already on the car, they freeze at night. Or whether it's just sort of moisture that comes from the atmosphere during the night. My feeling is if the car was wet already, that would probably lead to sort of ice that was a bit more stuck on.
But would the easy answer not just be to boil the kettle and pour it over? Because that would work on either, wouldn't it?
Or de-icer.
Yeah, I mean, that would work. You've got to be a bit careful with very hot water because you might lead to an expansion of your windscreen. But yeah, certainly de-icers and things like that would be good.
Stuart?
Yeah, one of the things you could do would be to the surface chemistry of the windscreen itself. If you've got a layer of a material on it that the ice doesn't want to stick too well to the glass, that might help. So, for example, a thin layer of washing up liquid, something like a surfactant that has a layer in between the glass and the water would also be another way of doing it.
It's also known as a tarp, isn't it?
Mm, yeah,
yeah, well, you exactly. can put a tarp on it. Does that answer your question, Martin?
It does. That's great. Thanks a lot.
Excellent. Well, happy scraping.